This is Ben Grauer in Times Square in New York City as we're 5 minutes away from the moment of midnight that marks goodbye 72 and hello 73. And we're standing on the sixth floor of a setback of the new building which is erected where the old Astor Hotel used to be, from which we watched this annual event for some 25 years. They took the hotel away from us 6 years ago, and I did my reporting from a flea bag hotel across the street. There's now a 50-story building there, a sign of the Renaissance of Times Square. Then another hotel was torn down. Then we had 2 years, my producer Al Reyes and I over there at the Allied Chemical Building. And now we're back at the old Astor Hotel. This is a new building, but what's happening here is old, old New York tradition. It goes back till about 1905. When folks started to gather here, and they've been doing it ever since. The only difference is that they started to be sedate, dignified, substantial people finishing their New Year's Eve dinner and then walk down here to observe some of the theaters and to have a leisurely stroll. Now it's a mad bedlam of mostly youngsters who have jam-packed this triangle of five city blocks from 42nd Street, the base of the triangle, up to its pinnacle at 47th Street. About 20 minutes ago in my earlier report, I said I didn't think we'd have a big crowd. But despite the rain, which started 10 minutes ago, and the giant sprinkling of umbrellas, the place is solid again. In other words, New Year's Eve is again a Broadway sellout. I would estimate that there are 100 to 125,000 people in this triangle. Uh-oh, I've got to cut that down a little because there's a new innovation, that has been newly installed by the New York City Police. They've put a sanitary lane of asphalt right up the whole triangle by placing police barriers. I guess it's to make a way for an emergency vehicle if such were needed, and maybe also to keep the crowd separated. But there's the scene as we look up to the Allied Chemical Tower and see that that golden ball is glowing there with its 180 Mazda lamps that will start sliding down at 1 minute before midnight at 59, and at precisely midnight it will reach the bottom of the 30-foot pole atop the Allied Chemical Building, and that will mean that the new year is here. And we can say goodbye to the year of 72, that perplexing, vexing, and troubled year of Nixon's trips to China and to Russia, the still unresolved peace talks, the Nixon landslide, the Eagleton story, the McGovern defeat, Apollo 17, the SALT talks, and Bobby Fischer's fantastic win in the World Championship in chess. As I look up Broadway, I see there's a sex porno movie flashing its light at 42nd, then the standard thriller, and here's Paul Newman movie, then there's one by Barbra Streisand. The Broadway legitimate theaters are off to the left and right, but the white lights are glowing here on Broadway, and the crowd's yelling and screaming is starting to reach up a peak which will reach absolutely incredible decibels in about 2 minutes. As I look at the clock, it's 58 1/4 minutes of 11, so that means we got 1 3/4 minutes before the magic moment arrives. The year of 1973 that is laden with hopes. As I'm looking at the Allied Chemical Building, I can see the motograph, the news motograph, spelling out the news. Saigon claims Viet Cong violated truce. Death toll in Everglades crash rises to 98. Sadat meets to discuss problem of Israel with his Egyptian aides. The world grinds out its plate of news, but these young people here, I would say, have no heck for that. They are concerned only with the momentary expression of some strange, mysterious drive that brings them here in enormous numbers. They'll shout their hearts out. There's about a minute to go, less than a minute. Yes, just about a minute, I should say. They'll shout their hearts out, and they'll go home with their girlfriend or with someone else's girlfriend. Anyway, it's a cheap way, a lot cheaper than the $50 package dinners per person. Oh, hear that crowd. Oh, boy, the ball has started to move. We've got 45 seconds to go. They've seen the signal on the Allied Chemical Tower. Only a few seconds left in the year of 1972. Slowly it moves down the flagpole atop the tower, and the crowd's shouting is rising to a fantastic pitch. I'm going to let you just listen to that crowd with 30 seconds to go. that is, over her ball gown of red, and she's being tossed around, but someone's come to her aid. She'll be all right, I guess. There's a sign there, spelled out in about 9 cards. Stop the war, says that sign. Right along here is a gaily colored umbrella, which someone is tussling for because he likes the color of it. And firecrackers going off, lots of them in here. Firecrackers, flashes, and someone sent off a flare which soared up into the sky. That's part of the scene here in Times Square as New York as 1973 is just 1 minute old. A year which we all look forward to as finally marking the sensation of the enormous international complications which have carried our headlines. A year in which we hope there will be a resolution of problems that vex the nation and the world. A year that these young people certainly face with spirit and energy and they're, bang, 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 go those big firecrackers. And a cop is moving in to get the boy that did that. He knows, certainly won't, but at least the kid's gotten off the track here. Flashlights, firecrackers, random kissing, embracing, all expressions of the jubilation of a typical New Year's Eve celebration, which no one can explain why they come here. They do it year after year, and they'll be here next year to say hello to 1974. That's the situation in Times Square. This is Ben Grauer reporting. Now, let's move along in 1973's welcome with the music of the Glenn Miller Orchestra as we switch to the Worcester Center Galleria in Worcester, Massachusetts.
Thank you, Ben, and Happy New Year! This is Dick Smith in Worcester, Massachusetts, where we have the music of the Glenn Miller Orchestra with Buddy DeFranco. This is the annual Dollars for Scholars Ball of Assumption College from the Galleria of the Worcester Center. We start the new year right in the Miller Manor as Buddy leads the orchestra with the theme Moonlight Serenade.
Thank you.
us that did not recognize In the Mood, the Glenn Miller Orchestra with Buddy DeFranco, as the new year has come to Worcester, Massachusetts, and the entire Eastern Seaboard. Here's another Glenn Miller evergreen led by Buddy DeFranco. This is Pennsylvania 65000. In Worcester, Massachusetts, with Buddy DeFranco and the Glenn Miller Orchestra. Steve Johnson comes forward now to vocalize for all those assembled here and those listening to NBC across the nation. This is Serenade in Blue.
Ago. Once once again your face comes back to me, just like the theme from some forgotten melody in the album of my memory. It seems like only yesterday, a small cafe, a crowded floor. And as we danced the night away, I heard you say forevermore. Then a song became a sigh, forevermore became goodbye. But you remain in my heart. So tell me, darling, is there still a spark, or only lonely ashes of the flame we knew? Shall I go on whistling in the dark?
Here's a number made, thank you very much. Yeah, this one's for Mom. Here's a number made popular by the late Nat King Cole. We hope you like it. It's called Route 66. West. Travel my way, take the highway, that's the best. Just get your kicks on Route 66. Rides from Chicago to LA. More than 2,000 miles all the way. Just get your kicks on Route 66. You travel to St. Louis, Joplin, Missouri, Oklahoma City is mighty pretty. Amarillo, Gallup, New Mexico, Magnum, Arizona, don't forget Winona, Kingman, Barstow, San Bernardino. Hip, hip, tip. Make that California trip. Just get your kicks on Route 66. If you ever moan a west, just travel my way, take the highway, that's the best. Just get your kicks on Route 66. Now it winds from Chicago to L.A. More than 2,000 miles all the way. Just get on Route 66. Tootsie Louie, Joplin, Missouri, Oklahoma City is mighty pretty. See Amarillo, Gallup, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona, don't forget Winona, Kingman, Boston, San Bernardino. Get a hip to this timely tale when you make that California trip.
Johnson. This is the 8th annual $5 for a scholar's ball for Assumption College in Worcester, Massachusetts. And a reminder that the Cy Oliver Orchestra will be coming up soon with music from the Maisonette in New York. And now, here's another great Glenn Miller standard. This one arranged by the late Glenn Miller, Danny Boy. It features Jimmy Price on trombone. For Dollars Ball. And now the tempo is up again as we hear another great Miller tradition song, The American Patrol.
One, two, three, four.
Thank you.
of the Glenn Miller Orchestra, under the direction of Buddy DeFranco, at the Dollars for Scholars Ball of Assumption College. This is Dick Smith. Coming up on NBC, the music of the Cy Oliver Orchestra as NBC's New Year's Eve celebration continues on the NBC Radio Network.
There's a disease in business today we might call spiritual schizophrenia. You see it in individuals who apply one code of conduct in their personal affairs and a quite different one in business or government. The belief seems to be that we are less responsible as individuals when we make business decisions, that business has a different code. When you think about it, that doesn't make sense. Profits are not the only gauge of business success. Business doesn't change the priority of values. We are born to the community of man first. The others are secondary allegiances. Make your personal morality work where you work and see the difference. The community of man, God's club. Be an active member. This message has been brought to you by Religion and American Life in cooperation with this station.
Now is for love. As you listen to WNBC-FM, New York, stereo 97.1.
This is Bill Fitzgerald, NBC News. It's already the new year on the East Coast, and thousands of people gathered in New York City's Times Square to welcome 1973. As usual, NBC's Ben Grauer was on the scene about a half hour ago, as he has been for the past 25 years.
The place is solid again. In other words, New Year's Eve is again a Broadway sellout. I would estimate that there are 100 to 125,000 people in this triangle.
In other news, the Associated Press reports from Saigon that the United States has halted all bombing in North Vietnam. A previous order had stopped the air attacks above the 20th parallel in the Hanoi-Haiphong area. Now the bombing has been halted below the 20th parallel, but apparently only temporarily during the New Year's ceasefire. Soviet Premier Alexei Kosygin in a New Year's speech demanded that the United States sign a Vietnam peace agreement as soon as possible. Terrorists in Belfast, Northern Ireland, opened fire on a city bus Sunday, wounding four passengers. Earlier, two British soldiers were wounded by snipers in a Catholic section of the city. The final death toll in Friday night's crash of an Eastern airliner near Miami now stands at 98. Rescue workers recovered seven more bodies in the Florida Everglades today, and one of the injured crewmen died in a hospital. A new Social Security bill goes into effect tomorrow. It increases benefits for the elderly and also raises taxes on wage earners to pay for the added benefits. Treasury Secretary George Shultz predicted today there will be a big improvement in the nation's economy in 1973. Shultz also said wage and price controls are still temporary, but he declined to speculate on when the controls would be lifted. Great Britain officially joined the European Common Market on New Year's Day, and also joining the Economic Union were Denmark and the Republic of Ireland. Former Canadian Prime Minister Lester Pearson was buried near the city of Ottawa today. Pearson died Wednesday of cancer. He was 75. The Prime Minister of Japan says his government will continue to provide land for U.S. military bases in Japan and will maintain the present Japanese security treaty. It'll be Miami and Washington in the Pro Football Super Bowl on Saturday. The 14th of January, Miami defeated Pittsburgh today, and Washington clobbered Dallas. The college teams take over on New Year's Day with action in the Rose, the Orange, and the Cotton Bowl. And the Census Bureau says the population of the United States will be just over 210 million as 1973 begins. That's a gain of about 1.5 million people over 1972. Once again, it's already New Year's on the East Coast, and thousands of people gathered in New York City's Times Square to welcome 1973. Ben Grauer on the scene estimates over 100,000 people were in attendance. Now, from all of us to all of you, a very, very happy New Year. This is Bill Fitzgerald, NBC News.
Your child is an adventurer. Between the ages of 1 and 5, he's going to explore everything he can see, hear, smell, taste, and touch. Because this is how he learns. He's not really afraid of anything. He doesn't know that fire will burn, sharp objects will cut, or household products may poison him. That's why during these years, you've got to protect him. To prevent accidental poisoning, be sure to store medicines, food, and household products separately. Lock medicines in a medicine cabinet or even a tool chest or suitcase. Store insect sprays, furniture polishes, lighter fluids, and other household products on a high shelf in a locked cabinet or linen closet. To help make your home more poison-proof, the Food and Drug Administration's Bureau of Product Safety has more free information available to you and your family. Just write Poison Prevention, Box 1543, Washington, D.C., 20013.
These are the moods of love at 97.1 stereo, WNBC-FM, New York. Music only for a woman.
St. Regis Hotel, and following in tradition with a big band sound by NBC, Cy and his own, Yes, Indeed.
Yes, indeed. With the jive, boy, and you shout, hey, when it hits you, yes, indeed,
yes, indeed,
yes, you shout, when it hits you, yes, indeed,
I mean,
when the spirit moves you, you shout,
hey,
hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah,
when it hits you, you'll holler, yes, indeed,
yes, yes,
it comes out. In you, yes, indeed.
Yes, yes.
Makes you shout. Jackie sends you, yes, indeed. When the jive starts jumping, you shout.
What will you shout?
Let me in there.
Let him in.
Well, all right.
Well, all right, then.
When it hits you, you'll holler. Yes, indeed.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you.
Yes. Well, with the weather we've been having lately, you can just imagine had the weatherman cooled it a bit, we'd really be waltzing around in a winter wonderland, as told us by our trio, Buddy Smith, Candy Ross, and Cy himself.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Sight. We're happy tonight, walking in the winter wonderland. Gone away is the new bird, here to stay is the bluebird. He sings a love song as we go along, walking in the winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman, pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire, to face unafraid the plans that we've made, walking in the winter wonderland.
So goes another one. Well, this is the time of the year for resolutions, and while I guess everybody is trying to make up his mind which one to make and which one to break, the boys go instrumental now, having their chance at this with this version of Undecided.
Thank you.
and there it is. Well, it's just about, let's say, a little more than 15 minutes before Happy New Year timeout Chicago way. Well, here in New York, it's the music of the Cy Oliver Orchestra from the Maisonette of the Hotel St. Regis as the National Broadcasting Company continues its New Year's Eve parade of bands. Well, since music is the reason we're here, we're not going to waste any more time just chatting away. This may be highly ungrammatical, but highly musical as we hear Chris Woods on the alto sax, our all-boy trio, and Ain't She Sweet. Out in the back room down here. Sorry, gentlemen. All right, carrying on now, we have the boys in the band get a crack at their instrumental versions this time. And Sweet being the theme for the moment, this is Sweet Georgia Brown. Thank you. Music of Cy Oliver and his orchestra from the Maisonette. And if you say, what time is it? Well, it's medley time. Things like, what do we have? Oh, yes, Georgia, Strangers in the Night, More, and Opus Number 1, with a few words here and there by Buddy Smith. Gentlemen.
Georgia, Georgia, the whole day through, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind, Georgia on my mind, Georgia, Georgia, a song of you comes as sweet and clear as moonlight through the pines. Other arms reach out to me, other eyes smile tenderly. Still in peaceful dreams, I see the road lead back to you. Georgia, Georgia, no peace I find. Just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Time again, it happens in the best of the musical families. So all we can say is good night and bid bye-bye to the boys in the band of Cy Oliver and his orchestra, coming to you from the Maisonette of the Hotel Regis right here in Manhattan. As NBC has continued its parade of bands on this New Year's Eve celebration, brought to you through the courtesy of the American Federation of Musicians. Coming up, news on the hour next, Bill Rippey bidding you good night and a happy, happy New Year.
To me. You like what I got.
There's a disease in business today we might call spiritual schizophrenia. You see it in individuals who apply one code of conduct in their personal affairs and a quite different one in business or government. The belief seems to be that we are less responsible as individuals when we make business decisions, that business has a different code. When you think about it, that doesn't make sense. Profits are not the only gauge of business success. Business doesn't change the priority of values. We are born to the community of man first. The others are secondary allegiances. Make your personal morality work where you work and see the difference. The community of man, God's club. Be an active member. This message has been brought to you by Religion and American Life in cooperation with this station.
This is WNBC FM New York, 97.1 on your FM dial.